Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Ann. Here we are again, Wednesday night, all on the edge of our seats, I bet you. And just want to acknowledge this beautiful music that we've had so many inquiries and compliments on. And the name of it is Lucille, with two L's, Lucille, by Jonathan Goldenthal, a personal friend of Dr. May's. And it's just become part of our family. We love that music. I want to welcome all of you to our Wednesday night call. We have such a wonderful opportunity of having firsthand information every Wednesday night through the compliments of our dear Dr. Catherine May and her cosmic guests, Galactics. We never know who is going to be our guest, but I understand Saint Germain definitely will be. And a little bit for those of you that might be new to us, Dr. May is a practicing clinical psychologist. She practices in the New York City area and also in the Hudson Valley area of New York. And she has actually implemented a very unique process, technique, that was taught to her over a period of 20 years. She wrote the book, Who Needs Light? And the book can be ordered there on her website, which is whoneedslight.org, O-R-G, also .net, because we're in the process of continuing the building of this final website that won't crash. Dr. May has such intense archives that it must be preserved. They need to be, once we've all read them, we want to make sure they're there for the next person. And that's what we're in the throes of right now. Please bear with us. I'm almost finished with the web pages, and then we're going to start installing all these archive calls. And my top priority will be the new scriptures by Jesus Ananda. I have them on another site, on earthascends.com. If you're looking for the new scriptures, they were on Dr. May's page on one of my websites, earthascends.com. And if you click on Mother, Father, there's Dr. May's page on that website and all of Sananda's messages except yesterday's, which went directly into Dr. May's own site. And all of them, if things can go the way I want, I'll have that done in 24 hours. So that is Dr. May. Dr. May, I guess I've told you about everything. Let me give you today. I'm kind of scattered today.
I am.
You didn't guess that, did you?
You were up all night working on my website.
I was. I really wanted to get all the scriptures done, but I just ran out of gas about 4:30. But 8, I had an early appointment, so... I'm glad you're doing all the work tonight, Catherine. This is Dr. Catherine May. Let's all give
Hi,
her
everybody.
A big hug. Yeah.
Come
on, Catherine.
Nice.
Tell us what's going on.
Oh, what's going on? Wow. So many things are... Everyone is feeling it, I'm sure. The anticipation, it's so exciting. And it's getting to be like... You know, on the knife's edge, it's so exciting. Of course, we're all waiting for the announcements about the revaluation of currency, and everyone's hoping it's going to be really good news, and it's going to happen soon. And, of course, we've been told soon, next week, tomorrow, right away.
It's shortly.
Really shortly.
I can't get over all the wonderful new adjectives, I guess we would say, or adverbs or whatever they are. But we keep coming up with a new word.
Well, it is happening. It is. I had a little talk with Saint Germain about this whole process, and he said, you know, you cannot imagine how complex this is and how many egos are involved. But also one of the things he explained that really made sense to me was, you know, every time we get into the negotiations about the settings of, you know, what the level, the cost, what am I trying to say, what the price should be for each
revaluation
currency. Yeah.
Yeah,
the new price on each currency, it affects every loan that anyone has ever made that's not completed having to do with that currency. And then there's somebody else at the other end, the person who wrote the loan, and they have to negotiate. Is this to be paid at the old price? Is this to be paid at the new level? So every single step of the way had to be negotiated between every country on the planet. So imagine the number of meetings.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, we are really quite simple in our viewpoint of this. Just push the button and everybody run to the bank, you know.
Yeah,
but
right.
It doesn't work that way, and I don't think we really have the capability or the interest. People just want to keep it simple.
Yeah, well,
and,
it's not simple,
they
of course.
Don't, it can't be. It cannot be simple. Yeah, everything is interrelated.
Imagine how many loans the U.S. alone has given out to other people, how many we have with other people. Imagine the labyrinth of all the financial interactions that are still in place that haven't yet been fulfilled. Just the U.S. alone, and then multiply that, you know, logarithmically, because every other country has something to do with every other country. So, yes, what were you going to say?
Well, I hate to throw a monkey wrench into all this, but somewhere along the line, and I'm saying it because I know it's going on in people's minds,
mm-hmm.
somewhere we were told that all these signed contracts and loans would be dissolved, vanished, evaporated. And maybe Saint Germain can shed some light on that as well.
Yes, he is going to come tonight and I hope explain some of this to us. But of course, the everybody falls into 3D thinking. So you know that if it happens to us, you can imagine what happens
yeah.
with a whole room full of diplomats, you know, and financial managers. Oh my gosh. You can just imagine the fear, the negotiations,
mm-hmm.
the compromise, the, you know. And then what if? You can imagine how complex it is. So I think there have been in the last week just some final negotiations going on. And, well, we'll see what Saint Germain says about it. He just gave me some brief outline sort of things that had to do with the difficulties. But the tone has changed. It used to be, well, we tried to get the money and it was stolen, you know. So that's not happening anymore. So the people who are in charge of the banks are not reptilians anymore. So things have started to actually move. And that's why it's, you know, we're even able to be talking about this soon, maybe tonight.
And when it happens, I think we'll all kind of fall into a vacuum. What do I do now?
Right. Yeah. What do we think about now?
Yeah, really, really. And I hope whatever I do it right. And there's a lot of truth in that. But we will be getting choices, and there will be plenty of people to advise. And I'm sure that those that are looking over our shoulders will see that we get the right advice. So,
Yes, I've been promised that. We will be guided.
Mm-hmm.
We'll know what to do and not to worry.
Yeah.
It will all evolve as it should.
So well, I think we have changed more than we realize. I think we're adjusting so much to change, we don't realize we're changing anymore, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot
of sense. I think that's just about it, that we're living through changes becoming a lifestyle, and it doesn't seem as dramatic as it would have 10 years ago.
Or even 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? I mean, how we weren't talking about these kinds of things 5 years ago. We weren't.
We couldn't even talk about it, you know, in a large group openly like we are now.
That's true. Yeah, so we've come a long way. I just want to thank you, Anne, for this beautiful website. Before we move on, I know people have been checking in to see how it's going, and it is just beautiful. I love the colors that you chose. I mean, I had a final say about it, but they're just beautiful. And the design and the layout was all Anne's idea. And I think it is just beautiful.
I love it myself. When I go to my other two websites, I feel let down.
Oh, now you'll have to rebuild
this. This is so ho-hum, and look at Catherine's website. So.
You're getting better and better.
Well, the thing to remember, because people are asking, we had to complete the pages. I think they need to understand the individual pages had to be complete in their own right with their proper links and attachments, so to speak. And then we have the big job of moving all of these messages that grew on Catherine's website till it just overwhelmed hers. And then her first website was with a company that just couldn't handle that much volume, and it kept crashing. So we didn't really have much of a chance to get it off the ground before it kept crashing. And so we went into emergency mode and started building this one. And it's just about to the point that now all of the input can be focused on bringing forward all these vital messages. We don't want to lose the one. We don't want to lose any of the wonderful translations. We've got dedicated translators around the globe. There's so many people that are contributing to this, and we won't lose any of it. And that, in fact, my first priority, and if I can manage it yet tonight, but within 24 hours will be all of Sananda's, the new scriptures. They will be complete. Right now there's three that I posted just as I was testing the pages, and we've decided on a format, and now it won't take long to move them all across. So you'll have all the scriptures right there on that page. So we're coming together with it, and bear with us. We want it as much as you do.
And I should let people know that Sananda has told me that there will be 24 in all.
Oh, okay.
There will be 24 messages. So we have three more.
Mm-hmm. This last one was
complete.
I just love the way he writes. I love I love his choice of words. I love his simple sentence style. It was just inspiring, this last message. And it's right there on the New Scriptures page of Catherine's new website, whoneedslight.org. So yesterday's message is there. So bear with us. We love it as much as you do.
I can tell folks a little bit about what that's like. First of all, I love taking the messages from Sananda. It's just a pleasure to do. But it's very interesting. We begin by, you know, I tell them, okay, I'm ready. I can start the message now. And this time he began it, and I thought he was kidding at first. That it began, you know, when in the course of human events. And I went, oh, come on. Are you kidding? And he said, no, that's how I want to start it.
Oh, that's
so then
wonderful.
We write a paragraph and then go back. He goes back and corrects and reworks, and we change mm-hmm. the punctuation and the, you know, mm-hmm. it's a whole writer's project. It's not mm-hmm. just a matter of channeling it. So after
yeah,
we write
started,
it, then,
yeah.
then we go back and he rereads it and we make some corrections and changes, and so it really mm-hmm. flows. And sometimes it's 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, I bet.
To do one. But he's very careful about the way it unfolds. Mm. So that's why it reads so beautifully.
Oh, it does. It does. It just, and it carries feeling and emotion with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Well, he said that, you know, when you were now working on the e-book, and I was mm-hmm. dubious about doing e-books because
yeah.
Mother, Father, God said they really weren't crazy about having my book done, you know, Who Needs Light, as an e-book.
Mm-hmm.
But Sananda has said he's going to work with us so that the energy that comes with the written, we're going to produce it as, you know, a book. Eventually.
Oh. Mm.
And also as two e-books so that it can come out quicker. The first 12 chapters will be very soon, will be out as an e-book.
Wow.
And Harris Fried, who's helping us with this, is also going to try to do all the translations as e-books. So it's becoming a huge project. You know, we've got...
Mm-hmm.
We have so
but
much
there's 7.5 million people out there, Catherine.
Right, and we need to get it to all of them.
That's right. You can't carry that many books to the post office. Well,
true.
Literally, you were doing that, you know. And
I was.
It's beyond human capacity. You need to leverage with technology.
Yes, and speaking of books, I just got the shipment today.
Ooh,
of new books, and mm-hmm. I have someone, Leslie Bryce, is going to help with the mailings. She's an expert mm-hmm. at mailings, and she has it down, so she's going to be doing the mailings of the books so that, you know, if I'm traveling, they will still get
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're back in business. Now we can take
great.
Orders again. So that's
and,
pretty.
And the order site is up. Has anyone done a test run on this new technology I planted on your book and author page? That's where people can order the book, on the book and author
well,
page.
Well, I got an order. Somebody
oh,
discovered
good.
It already. So
oh, good.
It's, yeah, it's working.
And
it has
the options of how your choice of payment, whether you're only able to cover the shipping for $8, or if you can pay for the book and the shipping for $24, or
mm-hmm.
if you can't quite do that but you'd like to pay for half of the book and the shipping for $16, and then it also gives a difference in the shipping costs, the U.S. shipping costs of $8, and then Asia and Europe's shipping costs. So it
wonderful.
All goes together in a form and mm-hmm. puts your order together for you.
It was confusing before, so I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So thank
well,
you. And that's, I'm going to give just a couple more email addresses. We now have email addresses for people to send their testimonials about the healing calls.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is healingforascension@gmail.com. We also have an email for the tour that's going to be, well, next week is the first stop on the tour is Houston, and that will be November 1st to the 5th. And we have a bunch of people there now working on it. So Janet Ariel, as we call her, is working out the places and the times, and she's going to put it on Eventbrite. This is where we need, 20 people working on something instead of just me. She knows a lot about traveling plans and how to set up meetings and so on, conferences, so she's doing a fabulous job. And that will be posted on Eventbrite. I'll probably have the information tomorrow. We'll put it on the website. And people can call up and get all the information about the events that are going to be happening in Houston. And then little by little, she's posting all the other events that are coming. We're going to have a whole U.S. tour. So that's pretty exciting. And we will also have groups of people helping and appearing with me. We're going to do evening presentations. We're going to do healing groups. And I'll have others helping me with the healings, too. Just like we do on the calls, we're going mm-hmm. to replicate something similar to what we do on the calls. And Sananda's going to be with us. So it's going to be a very exciting time. We have healers. We have people who want to be healed. We have Sananda. It's going to be like the healing calls, only in person. And I think it'll be more powerful and even more fun.
I'm so glad you've got Janet, who knows how to put together these venues. And, you even have to have, prices sometimes at nearby hotels so that people have an idea. It's going to be a very big event. It's going to swell, I have no doubt about it. So thank goodness we have Janet.
Yes, really. And she's recruited a whole bunch of people, too. Several people wrote in. As soon as we put out the email address, healingforascensiontour@gmail.com, people can mm-hmm. write to that email and say, I live in Houston or I live in Edmonton and I want to bring a whole group or I want to help out or can I connect you with my, spiritual group? So we mm-hmm. have a lot of people making connections and networking, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, you'll have key people that are, on the spot locally coordinating mm-hmm. with Janet so that you actually have local contact people that can give you directions and, have hands-on information locally.
And they know the venues, they know which are the nicest places to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to be fun working with the local people. Everywhere we go, there will be people to greet us and to help. And it's just turning out to be just wonderful. So far, every place.
Give a little plug for your website page that tells what's going to be going on at each of these venues here, each of mm-hmm. the cities. And go to on Catherine's new website, whoneedslight.org, O-R-G, and go to the page. There's one page, Healing for Ascension, which has to do with the calls, and the other page is the Healing for Ascension Tour. And when you click on that, there's a whole page and all the cities are listed and exactly what activities will be available at each city. So that's all there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. There's one we call Catherine, God, and Guests. And that will be an evening presentation where I'll tell stories and interesting information about this process, and we'll also do channelings. So it's just like we do on the Wednesday night calls.
Oh, boy.
Only it'll be in person.
Oh, my, Catherine. I get excited just hearing you talk about it, and I know everybody else is too. And I think you're going to get swamped with, can you be here? We're not too far away. Could you drop? Could you stop by our town? So I think you've got a tiger by the tail right now.
I think you're right. Well, you know, we're going to get a big bus. We call it the Angel Bus. We haven't ordered it yet, but we're going to have a bus. So, yes, we can come to small places in between. We're going to do that on purpose so that it's not just big cities.
Mm-hmm.
We can come to the small cities in between. So that will help, too, I think. That'll make it more interesting. All right. Well, let's see what our friends have to say tonight, shall we?
Let's do.
We have any other announcements?
To it.
I think
that covers everything, and the website is getting more current now and fulfilling its purpose. So, you know, people for a while thought they had lost you, you know. They'd lost their contact. So you're back in business. You're connected with everyone globally. And are we going to invite Mother, Father, God first, Catherine?
Yes, I see we have some hands up, but I think we're going to assume that those are people who have questions.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll let Mother, Father, God speak first and then see what the questions might be.
I think so. And once things get moving, then the hands start really waving at us because it stimulates questions once we start receiving the messages. Okay. Well, we'll let you go ahead then, Catherine, and get yourself all oriented. I know you have certain little rituals, even though they're so close to you. It takes just a little adjustment there to prepare yourself and take your attention off of us and put your attention on our incoming guest, which I'm going to have to guess by their voice if it's Mother God or if it's Father God. And are you here?
Yes, we are here.
And it's Mother God, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hello, dear.
Hi.
I have been monopolizing these calls, you know, because Father God gets to do the Saturday calls, and you've been doing that with him for such a long time. It's really fun for me to have a chance to. So I like to come through on these Wednesday night calls. We can both come through if necessary, but of course we agree on everything anyway, so tonight I'll be the one who will speak. And yes, of course, we were listening to your conversation. It's such an exciting time. And I'd like to say as well that when Catherine does this healing tour, of course we will be there too. I know Sananda is the big draw. You know, everybody wants to see Sananda, and for good reason. But of course we will be there, and we will bring the full complement. We'll have Archangel Michael, we'll have Raphael, we'll have Saint Germain, we'll have everyone there. And of course the angels that Catherine has trained and who will be there, who are also wonderful healers. So they will be the ones in bodies who will be there to work as the healers, and they are powerful. So we will have a whole group, very similar to the way we've done it on the calls. But what a pleasure to see people in person, to be there and watch this wonderful process take place. And I know it'll be lovely for the people who can come.
So we'll give plenty of notice. Our dear Janet is working so hard, and she's made sure she sits Catherine down and gets all the dates, and they work through when they're going to be in which city, and she's arranging things far in advance. So there will be plenty of lead time for people. They'll all be able to decide where they're going to go and which events they would like to attend. So it's going to be a lovely time. Now, I have something you might consider a bit of a blockbuster announcement, and that is that we want to ask Catherine to make these events to be by donation only, so that anyone who can't afford to pay for a ticket will not have to do so. Just as we've done with the books, we're asking that people make donations, those who can afford it, pay a little extra. Those who cannot afford it will be able to come. Now, we understand there will be very large expenses, of course, airfare and such things, but we are very positive about the way this will all unfold. And we know there will be many people who want to come. And it's only fair that everyone should be able to come. So we've asked that this be the way it should be arranged. And for the first event, this is how our dear Janet has arranged it. And as it turned out, people are very generous. Very generous. So there will not be a problem. It probably will work out to be the same or even more so. You know, there will be more people who want to make contributions because they enjoy it so much and because they want to help others. It is the way of learning ascension, isn't it? To be able to be in a position where you can help others. It's a wonderful thing. And you know, there's something that many of you have not thought about, I'll bet, and that is that when you have a need and you ask for help, you're offering the opportunity for someone else to fulfill their own act of service. So it's a two-way street. Anyone who has something to give needs someone to give it to. And people who need something need someone to help them. And it's always a changing condition. Those who need a little money are probably the very ones who are helping someone else to babysit a child, or they're visiting people at the senior center. So it all works out. This is the way life was supposed to be, you know, not based on how much one person can accumulate. But many of you were steeped in that philosophy of life that the reptilians taught. And it's been so many years that it's very difficult to shake it off, isn't it? Everyone's working so hard. We see you all struggling with these things, trying to say to yourself, oh, if only I had more money. And then you stop and say, well, yes, it would be nice to have more money, and then I would give it away. And that feels good. So it's just an interim step. This whole process of the prosperity funds, it's just an interim step to help you get used to the not feeling that terrible lack, that terrible fear. When the fear is removed, then you will find yourselves in a position of, what do I think about now? If I don't have to worry about my bills, what am I going to do? And then very quickly you'll find yourselves changing. You'll find yourselves with your vibration lifting, your hopes returning, your curiosity about the world increasing, and you'll find it very easy to go about helping others. That's the intention, to ease those worries and those fears. Some of them were real, but most of them not. Most of them were not really true. Although you might have some troubles, you might have had some real inconvenience. There aren't many among you who are actually starving to death. And if there's someone that you know who may have run out of money at the end of the month, make sure you invite them for dinner and send them home with a lot of leftovers. It turns a trouble into a celebration. You know, this is the way villages always worked. This is the way communities used to operate. Everyone knew who had more and who had less and who needed to be helped and how and who could do the helping. Of course, your population has grown tremendously, so it's not so easy now for everyone to know everyone else. You have to work at it now. But it's possible. Make a point of getting to know the people around you. Make a point of doing it. Find out what their circumstances are like. I'll bet you know someone in your neighborhood. Someone who's up in years, who's a little bit slower in their pace when they walk, someone who may need a little help when they go to the grocery store. You all know that there are such people. Well, get out there and help them. It will be a pleasure for you, and they will feel wonderful about it. It's great fun, and you may learn something very interesting if you ask a few questions about their lifetimes and what they've learned and who they've known in their lives. You will find some very interesting people around you, and you may hear stories about things you never imagined. So there are all kinds of possibilities in life when you're not involved in what you call stress. We hope to eliminate that word from your vocabulary. Stress is a terrible way to experience life. It prevents you from feeling deeply. It prevents you from feeling friendly. It prevents you from enjoying yourself. It brings your vibration down. It clouds your thinking. It's impossible to feel lighthearted and or even to laugh if you're feeling what all of you call stress. Well, of course, what you really mean by stress is that you're anxious. And anxiety is fear. Fear is the opposite of love. As long as you're feeling fear, you're not feeling love. So shake it off, dear ones. Shake that off. Like a dog shakes off water. And say to yourself, no, I will not. I will not sit here and be drowning in those feelings of fear. What is it I'm afraid of? a little fun, a moment of lightheartedness, would that be so terrible? You know, you're all very serious. Well, not all of you. Most of you are so serious. Of course, you're taught that that's honorable. You know, if you're not serious and you're not working hard, you're not a good person. Well, I assure you, Father God and I did not make up those rules. No, no. We love a good party. And we think everyone should be having fun. We love music. We love dancing. We love to see groups of people together, creating a wonderful event, putting on a play, or having an art exhibit, or a program for children. We love those things. Games. Games are wonderful. Sporting events. But ones where nobody has to lose. Now, that doesn't mean you have to pretend that everybody is equal or that everyone is absolutely the most wonderful athlete that ever lived. People know the difference. They know if they're very talented at something or if they're just pretty good at it. And that's fine, too, as long as the purpose of the event is fun. And speaking of fun, Halloween is coming up, isn't it? Are you going to wear a costume? We love costumes. I'll tell you a secret. We do costumes in higher dimensions. We like putting on plays. We like making jokes. We like teasing each other. And it's great fun. We've had some marvelous parties. And, you know, on the ships, oh, they have such a good time. Ashtar is very funny, you know. He's a wonderful jokester. So when he and Sananda and Saint Germain are making jokes on the New Jerusalem, they can start a party, and then everyone wants to have a good time. So, of course, you know, we do serious work. We take our jobs very seriously, but we laugh a lot. And we want to see you laughing. That makes our hearts warm. We love to see you laugh. We love to see children laugh. Don't you? Your lives have been so difficult. So serious. So hard. And all of you here, are so sensitive and empathic. It's a wonderful thing. You're powerful. Your hearts are so open and warm toward each other. That you suffer when you look around and others are suffering. We understand that. We know you don't have the perspective we do, but we're trying to teach you there is no end to your life. There is no end to life. There is only now. There is only learning. There is friendship. There is love. And that goes on and on, regardless of the state of your body. We want you to be happy. We know it's difficult there. But of course, you, brilliant ones, creative ones, help to design this project that is planet Earth. Difficulties and all, you are tremendously ambitious in your wish to learn, to evolve, to ascend. And you are doing beautifully. Have you noticed in the last week or two, you are being challenged, you are discovering things in yourselves. You're discovering, oh, there's something I left unexamined. Oh, I just saw myself doing something that I really am not comfortable with. I think I need to learn. For many of you, it's patience. For others, it's not being judgmental. Well, of course, those two things are very closely linked, aren't they? And you will notice yourself, oh, look, I just caught myself feeling anxious and thinking I'm not good enough. Oh, dear ones, you must look at that. You must learn not to do that terrible thing to yourselves. We would never judge you that way. I would like to tell you again, we do not judge you. It is you who are so hard on yourselves. We adore you. We honor you. We love you endlessly, without any conditions, because we see how hard it is there. We know. Well, it may take another... Now, this is what we used to think, not now, but we used to say, well, you know, Harold is doing very nicely, but it may take him another 50 lifetimes or so in order to understand that particular thing that he's working on now. And Susie, yes, she is still involved in her deprecating ideas about herself. Perhaps another 25 lifetimes, she'll understand. You see, we saw it that way. For you, every minute feels so important. Every week seems to pass so slowly. And then all of a sudden, the years go by. Time is a very strange thing, isn't it? It was a clever construct, I believe, that will help you to learn all kinds of things. And here you are. Here you are at the end of a long road of incarnations on planet Earth. Now you have been told, this is your last chance. This is the last one where you will experience three-dimensional life on planet Earth. From now on, planet Earth will be a fifth-dimensional planet. And oh, my dear ones, what a pleasure that will be. You know, we've told you that expression, on Earth as it is in heaven. Well, planet Earth will be Eden again. And you will have the chance to experience her in all her glory. She is already becoming more beautiful, have you noticed? The air is cleaner. The animals are becoming friendlier. just scan through your internet, you'll see cats and dogs being pals, turtles, gerbils, birds, even lions, all enjoying themselves. And you know I have a special feeling for lions. Well, you have, some of you, learned that the animals on planet Earth behaved the way they did because of your energy patterns. You would say, it's a dog-eat-dog world. And many of you behaved that way, as if your fellow humans were dogs and you were in competition. Now, not those who are listening here, of course, but there were many who behaved that way. And as you know, many of them have gone. But there are still the echoes of that. You're still dealing with the occasional boss who likes to be mean, the neighbor who insults everyone around them. There are still those negative energies, but they are improving. The vibration is rising, and this is why you're seeing the animals behaving differently. They're learning to eat differently as well. They truly are evolving. The animals that used to be carnivorous are learning about berries, about plants that they can eat. It is evolving. It's not just you. All the plant life, all the animals, all the kingdoms are changing. It is a fabulous time to be here. And we are enjoying this time, the expectation, the pleasure, the joy we feel at seeing you moving so fast, learning so much, reaching out to one another. It is thrilling to us. We have always loved you endlessly. How could it be possible we would love you more? Well, it's not more exactly, but it's more fun. It is a wonderful time. A wonderful, wonderful time. And now I know that our dear Saint Germain has things to say to you. He's here. And I'm going to let our dear Lady Nada take the line back, and we'll give Catherine a moment to rest and let our dear Saint Germain come and speak with you as well. And I hope to leave enough time that you'll all be able to ask us questions as well. We love to hear your questions. And so, dear Lady Nada, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm just enjoying this so much. It's uplifting and making us appreciative of what's coming, and in a more joyous and celebratory environment that we can start having fun again. We have to get out of the habit of worry and fear. I think it's almost been bred into us as a habit, and we have to start making a habit of joy and happiness and fun, just like you were describing up on the ships. Okay, we'll give Catherine just a wee bit of time here. I think Saint Germain doesn't go too far away from Lady Portia. I know he's right here, but we're going to give Catherine a moment just to adjust her frequencies or whatever needs to be realigned to the energy of her beloved Saint Germain. Are you there, Saint Germain?
I certainly am, dear Lady Nada. You're right. It takes me about half a second to come. I know you like to give us plenty of time, but it's not really necessary these days. We're having a wonderful time, and I'm so happy to be here. Now, I'll bet that everyone wants to hear. Well, let's see what I can tell you. I have been at the president's office. I have been looking over his shoulder as he writes his speeches. I have been listening to the conversations with his aides and the people around him. And, of course, I'm whispering in their ears. And they do listen. Sometimes. Most of the time. They're pretty aware. Especially Obama. He's very aware of us. And we have worked together very closely. I have been updating Lady Portia every 10 minutes or so. Because it is so exciting for me. I can't wait to tell someone. You know how that is. It is so exciting. And you know that this process has been going on for many, many years. Many years. You know what it feels like when you've spent a lifetime trying to accomplish something and you finally come close to the end. It is such a mixed feeling of pleasure and anticipation and relief a little, and fulfillment, and mostly celebration. It has been a very long road. Many negotiations, many, many meetings, many compromises, many suggestions, creativity in every area, joining together, gathering people, listening, creating together. What a time it has been. I can tell you the past 2 years have just been jam-packed. You know, it's a good thing that that we can travel so easily. We have told you a bit about what life is like in higher dimensions, and it is much more convenient, of course, that we can picture a place and appear there. It does make traveling much simpler. It does mean that we can be in many places. And it's a good thing because, as you know, this global reset is global. I must say that, you know, Americans are a bit insulated from the rest of the world. You do have oceans separating you, but even so, the media has made sure that you really don't get very much news from around the world. You don't know how active people on the other side of the world have been in this whole process. And I can tell you, Mother God was mentioning the changes that are happening. Well, these changes are happening to many people around the globe. The people who used to be the ones you thought of as the stiffs, the difficult ones, the pushy ones. Well, look at our Putin. He is changing. He is developing into a man of the heart. Yes, there are times with all of these folks when they may slip back into old patterns, but generally, like the cats and the dogs, everyone is evolving. There are many who will come forward, who will show themselves to be heroic even. Sometimes heroic in their ability to simply hold fast. Holding fast to the truth, to fairness, to freedom. It is a wonderful time because the challenges that are presenting themselves offer the opportunity for many to rise to the occasion, to be newly creative, to come forward with brilliant solutions, new ideas. What an exciting time it is. We will see eloquence. We will see brilliance in the most unexpected places. Many have thought that Obama, for instance, is not the strong man they thought they elected and so on. You hear grumblings and, oh, he's so terrible and how could he do that and why would he? Blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, there are reasons. Of course, he has been very careful. He has been very courageous and very steadfast. Don't believe the stories you hear. He is very aware of everything he is doing. There have been some moments where many people were astonished at something he allowed. For instance, the Monsanto legislation. Well, of course he signed it, knowing that Monsanto is going out of business. They will not have the power to own all the world's crops. It was not worth arguing about. They will all be in jail, or they will change. There will be no more GMO crops. The people will not stand for it. It's already happening. Their sales are diminishing, and the more they do, the more heavy-handed and bullying they become, the less popular they are, and they're showing their hand. The banks as well. The ones that were unreasonable and, well, let's call it what it is, crooked, in their dealings with, for instance, the mortgage scandals. Well, you know, as soon as the payouts came and everybody collected their money, they went right back to doing the same thing again. It will not last. They will not be permitted to swindle millions more people out of their houses. And I must say the ones who did lose their houses in the past have done a beautiful job of adapting. Many have found some freedom, actually, in not having to own a house. Of course, it is a blow. It was a terrible blow to many. But it did reveal to the world just how criminal the policies were. The policies in place that everyone tolerated. It only got a little worse. And as it got a little worse and a little worse, it became very clear to everyone, this cannot be. This must not be. We cannot allow it. And so, you may not realize it, you may not feel it every moment, but things have already changed. Many things have changed. You may have forgotten we have a new pope. You may have forgotten the arrests. You may have forgotten that J.P. Morgan is being held accountable. Enormous fines are being charged. Of course, you know, when a company makes trillions, not all on the books, but trillions, and they're charged billions, it may sound like nothing, but I assure you, it is not nothing. There is a much greater tendency for the people involved in these things to be highlighted, to be spotlighted, so that the world knows this person who lives behind those gates in that giant mansion and drives around in their Rolls Royce and thinks they're very important and has been honored in the past because of their wealth. Now they're skulking. They're apologetic when they go out in public. The winds have shifted. It will no longer be true that a person can be honored, can be lauded and celebrated simply because of the fact that they have piles of money. Just that. Think of it. Just that. How long has that been true? Think back. Before the revolution in your country, before the French Revolution, people who were what you call filthy rich were really celebrated. Envied, yes, sometimes resented, but still, the working people would feel very important if they could be the king's butler. For no reason other than the king managed to steal a lot of money. Well, those days are over. There will be no more stealing on the part, well, I suppose I should take that back. There may be a little stealing still. But it will not be the wholesale greed and oppression that you have experienced, all of you, in this lifetime and in previous lifetimes. It has gone on a long time. And the change will be very welcome. It will be welcome to you and to us. Here in the higher dimensions, we look upon the struggles you've had, and we feel the same way you do. Enough is enough. And the shift. As Mother God was saying, what a party we're going to have. It is time. It is time for graduation. It is time to celebrate. It is time to truly enjoy your lives. I am so delighted to have been a part of making that possible. Now, I will tell you, the speech that Obama was writing is about the currency revaluation. Now, will he give the speech tonight? That was when we expected it. He may put it off another day. But I know the speech is written. How long can it be before it is spoken? I am so excited. If it were possible for us to feel it, I think you would call it, we are beside ourselves. We're so excited. I wanted to tell everyone today, the speech is written. I saw it with my own eyes. Of course, we have that advantage, you know. We can come through walls and peek over people's shoulders. It was exciting seeing it. And his aides, oh, they are so excited, too. It is not a matter of weeks. I can assure you of that. Many things can happen. Many things that we cannot predict. The moment or the hour. Sometimes we can't predict the day. But we can see it. We can see the timelines. And we know the prosperity funds will be released. They are being released now in areas that may not be obvious yet. That's how we wish it. We do not want to disrupt the entire global economic system. It must be done. Negotiation by negotiation. I know that to you it seems endless. Well, I confess, to me it seems endless too. But we're making progress. Every day progress has been made. There are many who are so serious, who are so industrious. You know, the people that I work with all work the way your dear Anne and Catherine work. You've seen what they do. Well, if you have to stay up all night to finish something, you just do it. This is what is happening. They are burning the midnight oil, I assure you, in countries all over the world. You have heard, it's a global reset. And global means just that. 7 billion people will be affected. Well, it's more, isn't it? 7.5 billion? Everyone on the planet will be affected. Now, we take our negotiations seriously. And the fact that 7.5 billion people will be affected is a rather serious thing. We want it to go smoothly. We want it so much. As much as you do. We want it to unfold in the most pleasant, the most reassuring, the most uplifting way possible. This is not just about change. This is not just about eliminating poverty. This is about your ascension. And we're not trying to simply alleviate poverty, although that will be a lovely side effect. These are people's hearts. people's souls in ascension. Be aware. Be mindful. Think about how this affects you, how this affects those around you. Think about how this can be made the most uplifting, the most positive experience possible. You are already thinking, this group, you are already thinking, oh, if I had that wonderful amount of money, I have a list of 112 people. That's the initial list. Those are the people I'm going to help. Well, then there are also the ones that I met the other day who are struggling, and we should add them to the list too. And pretty soon you each have a list of 1,000 people that you want to help. Or 5 charities that will help 10,000 people. There will be scholarships. There will be food. There will be wonderful clothing. There will be people having their rent paid. There will be old people dancing because they don't have to worry. Oh, it is a wonderful time. We foresee wonderful times ahead. And you know, it's moving very fast. And you've all said, oh, when is it going to happen? It should be sooner. I can't stand waiting. Well, when things start to unroll, my dear friends, it is going to roll so fast, your heads will spin. And then you'll be saying, oh, my goodness, why couldn't they have slowed this down? It is an exciting time, and you know this period of preparation, this period of waiting, has really been a very good thing. We had intended for it to unfold a little bit sooner, but it's been a very good thing. We see people forging new kinds of relationships. We see changes that we had hoped would happen after the shift, happening now, because you're all so aware. You are becoming so, what's the word I can use? So intimately aware of your own thinking, of your own actions, your impact on others. The level of awareness of psychological, social interaction has risen. It is a wonder to behold. You know, it was a rather, well, I don't want to sound insulting, but your tendencies as a culture were rather brutish, or rather crude. That's how you were trained to be. It was thought to be strength, to be demanding, to be bossy, to be controlling, was considered leadership. It's changing. We see teachers, for instance, who used to be strict disciplinarians, suddenly looking around them, looking into the children's eyes, really talking to them. We see employers who used to bark orders like sergeants, and think that was the way a boss is supposed to behave. Well, suddenly they're thinking about, how does that affect people? What do they think of me? I've heard about this course in new kinds of management styles. I think I'll take that. And people are changing. It's no longer considered simply the norm to be demanding and pushy and manipulative and loud. Have you noticed your ear is changing? They are. Have you noticed your sensitivity is changing? They are. Colors are brighter, are they not? Sounds affect you more. Music must be more pleasing, must be melodic, must not shout at you. The noise, the rudeness is decreasing. Have you noticed in the cities, people don't honk their horns as much as they used to? People are more careful crossing the street than they used to be. People are even changing their driving habits. It's a slow evolution. You may not have even noticed these things in yourself. But I assure you, dear ones, the level of politeness is increasing across the globe. People are discovering manners. And I don't mean artificial manners. I mean considerate behavior, sensitivity to others. It is on the rise. And that is because you are all ascending. You are in the process of ascension. This is your ascension, dear ones. Ascension is not something that's going to happen one day. When Gabriella blows her bugle, no. You are ascending. Day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, step by step, you are ascending. All these things we're preparing for you, all these improvements that have been made will help, but these are not the reason things are changing. Things are changing because you are changing. The planet herself is changing. And every single one of you is responding. Now, I know there have been some weeks recently that many of you felt thrown off, maybe confused or disoriented by the rising energies. It's to be expected. But look how quickly you adapt. What used to take weeks to get used to, well, you might have a difficult hour or two. You might have a day or two when you feel a little wobbly or you feel you can't quite get your balance. And then the next morning, you're up and everything's fine. Look how fast you're moving. We celebrate you. We congratulate you. You are brilliant. And I am so pleased to be here with you. I am so pleased to be up to my elbows in this wonderful project. I know as it unfolds, you will learn to laugh with us. You will jump up and down with us. You will celebrate. Oh, good things are coming. Wonderful things are coming. And I am not going to say soon because they're already here. And I send you my blessings, my love, my excitement, and my friendship. It is a wonderful time. Hello, dear. It's Lady Nada. She's back.
You saw me unmute myself, didn't you?
I heard you. I heard you coming.
Oh, my. That's wonderful. Well, you have us all excited and expectant and willing to be patient and just enjoy this prelude to a whole change of our life. So I think we should pay a little attention to these last moments because they'll never come again.
That is absolutely what I was hoping you would say. That is absolutely the approach that I would like to see everyone take. These are precious moments.
Mm-hmm.
Precious beyond measure.
And it took a long time coming. That's why they're so poignant to us,
mm-hmm.
because they encompass so many lifetimes, all culminating now.
Certainly. Indeed, as Father God would say. Indeed.
Yes.
Now, we may have some questions.
Well, you know we do, but we're not inundated. That may change as the questions begin, but currently there's only four. I've got a question I'd like to ask. It was just recently sent to me, and I'd seen this before, and I didn't want to look at it because it was heartbreaking. Now someone sent it and asked me to ask Father God about it, but maybe it would be nice to ask it here. It's about the reason behind these large sea creatures showing up on the shores, huge, long fish, giant whales, and they're attributing it to what they're saying is the radioactivity of the Pacific Ocean, but we have been assured by Father God that that has been neutralized. I'm wondering if these large sea creatures that are washing ashore might be the result of the upheaval of islands. It might even be creatures from hollow or inner earth. Is there any enlightenment you can give us about that?
Well, I can certainly give you some answers. I don't know about enlightenment.
Okay. Answers are great. We would like answers.
There is a great deal of upheaval under the waters, of course, as on land. The the sea creatures of which you speak,
uh-huh,
are tremendously sensitive, are,
yeah,
greatly affected by,
yeah,
the changing currents,
uh-huh,
and especially by the changing electromagnetic fields.
Oh.
It is not the radioactivity that is the worst problem. Some were affected initially in that,
uh-huh,
you know, once these creatures lived to be very old, and,
yeah,
some of them were affected at the time of the original spill and may still be suffering, but that is not the problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
The oceans are being cleared, have been cleared.
Mm-hmm.
The major problem now has to do with the shifting magnetic fields within,
mm-hmm,
the Earth itself.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be avoided that some animals will be confused, just as I was speaking a few moments ago. Some of you lose your balance a few,
mm-hmm,
days during the changes. You're aware of it because you're on land, but these creatures,
mm-hmm,
have the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
They work in groups, and sometimes they get confused, and when one is confused, there may be others who will become confused with them. I assure you, they are small numbers. It's,
mm-hmm,
very obvious when they appear on the shores. It is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They, compared to the population of these wonderful creatures, the damage is very slight. There are few.
Oh.
There are many who are adapting beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course,
this is, this is reassuring because they try to make us feel they'll take a picture like that and exploit it into fear that the whole ocean is contaminated and all of the creatures are, yeah.
Yes, of course. There have been a few deaths that were caused by the sonar, the experiments,
mm-hmm,
that the Navy and those who were doing tests created a problem for the big creatures, for the whales,
mm-hmm,
and the dolphins and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, they are adapting very well.
Wonderful.
And there really is no worry. They will not be dying off as a species, we assure you.
Mm, good. And they are natural inhabitants of the surface ocean. They haven't been upheaved from inner or hollow earth?
No, dear.
Mm-hmm.
The portals have not opened yet.
Ah, okay.
There may be some, when that happens, there will be some flow from the oceans of hollow,
mm-hmm,
earth to the oceans of the surface. But in general, they do not meet. So there is not the problem that,
yeah,
all the creatures will be appearing in places where they don't want to be. No.
Mm-hmm.
But there are more and more who are surfacing. And just as, you know, your scientists are discovering new species,
mm-hmm,
all the time, and the archaeologists are discovering new things,
mm-hmm,
on the surface of the oceans all the time, well, it's inevitable that some of these creatures will come forth. They're curious.
Mm-hmm.
They are being challenged as well, just as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just as you are learning to be friendlier, they are too.
Mm.
And you know, sometimes curiosity kills the cat, as they say.
Oh, yes.
So
curiosities, yeah.
Perhaps these large mammals and fish encounter a boat or become lost because of the shifting magnetic fields. It is not a matter of dire concern.
Great. That's wonderful. And people can be, that relieves a lot of fear that is being stirred up in the people. I'm glad that we were able to address this and thankful for your reassurance about it, Saint Germain.
Yes.
I will go on because we don't have a lot of questions. We just might get them all done for a change. Here is area code 940 ending in 2905. And when your line is opened and you are called, please remember three things. We look for your first name, your location, and one simple question before we close your line again. Go right ahead, 940.
Good evening. This is Jim in Texas.
Yes.
I've been in foreclosure for quite some time and now have a sale date of November the 5th. Do you have any thoughts you can share on that?
Certainly. Is this a done deal, as you would say?
It's not a done deal in my mind.
My suggestion would be hang on. If you want to keep the house, do you?
Absolutely.
Stall. Do everything you can to stall. And you will keep your house.
Mm.
Of course, have you bought any dinar or
yes.
dong? Well,
yes.
You may find a house you'll like better. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it. Everything will be changing, and for the better. So if you decide to sell this house, November 5th is a very short time, but be assured you will find something far better.
That's good news. I've already closed Jim's line, but that will reassure, I'm sure, more people than our dear Jim there in Texas. Good things are coming.
It is nice
hold them.
To stay. It's nice
yeah.
to stay in a house you're used to. So my
mm-hmm.
suggestion still would be hang
mm-hmm.
on.
Great. Thank you. I've already opened 760, ending in 2986. Come on.
Hello. This is Rich in California.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Rich.
Hi. I was wondering if you were able to see more details of that speech about this reset, or you just didn't see anything more than that? Were you able to see any details about what's in the speech and the date of it?
Well, of course I know what will evolve. And Obama will be addressing what's happening around the world. I had expected that the speech would be given tonight. The excitement in the White House is enormous, so... it's possible that it might be tomorrow, it might be the day after. You know, sometimes a speech can be written and delayed for a few days, but it surely will not be next month.
I was wondering, basically what I'm wondering is, in the speech he has to say that we're under the golden standard. Do you get that that's true, that that's would be included, because that's the key note thing for this to all take place. It has to say that. It has to be said.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it has to be said.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is why this is a difficult process, because this is revolutionary. You know, it doesn't take very long for the entire world to get used to something that was a bad idea in the first place. but it is revolutionary.
So does this does this trigger off the Nisara implementation?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, that's something to celebrate.
Oh, this is going to be like dominoes falling once it begins. It is unstoppable.
That's awesome.
Yes. So yes, it's natural that those in positions of leadership are a bit hesitant to cast the first domino. They're being very careful.
They're being very
careful that everything has been taken care of.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.
Wonderful.
I'm off.
Okay, we're going to and thank you, Rich. You just clarified a lot for a lot of people there. I'm sure a lot of people appreciate that. And I've gone on to area code 175, ending in 3800. Come on.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Australia.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hello to all of you there. I have just one question. It relates to something that Catherine spoke about recently, about visiting this part of the world, the Asian area. And my question related to whether any plans were included for visits to, at that time, to Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, well, I should allow Catherine to answer that question, although I will definitely be along if we do a trip. So let me turn it over to her.
Thank you.
This is Catherine. Hi.
I'm confusing things here.
Did you hear the question, Catherine?
Will we be going to Australia? I saw a picture of the map of Australia and New Zealand, I heard the question, will we be coming to Australia and New Zealand?
Uh-huh.
Of course.
As an extension of your plans, I thought you were coming to Asia.
Well, we don't have the plans made yet. The first loop of our tour is going to be around the U.S. And then after we come back, I think we'll be coming through the Midwest and the South and back up. We definitely are going to be in Canada and some places around Montreal and Toronto. And then, yes, Europe, probably Japan, Korea, and Australia.
Wonderful.
I'd like to do that. I love to travel, so I'm ready to go. I can't wait.
We look forward to your visit.
Great. Where are you in Australia?
I'm at a place called Perigian Beach, which is in Queensland.
Mm, I like the beach.
Very lovely area.
Mm-hmm.
Slice of paradise, we call it.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful. Why don't you send an email to our Healing for Ascension Tour at gmail.com.
Yes, I've got all those details. gmail.com, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll send an email and see where we take it from there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're not going to be able to hold you down now, Catherine. I can feel it in your voice. Look what you started,
Paul. I'll do my best to keep paradise in place pending your arrival.
Okay, it's a deal.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, we've got 15 bye-bye. Minutes yet, Catherine. You want to continue with the call?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Sure. I'm seeing there are a bunch of questions now.
Yeah, all of a sudden they started exploding. That usually happens. I'm going to go on to this 111111111. I don't know if you have your line blocked, but I'm opening your line. I see
Hello?
Nothing but ones. Uh-huh. There it is.
Hi.
Come on.
Hi. This is Yvonne.
Yes, Yvonne.
My question is, what do you see for a man in my life? I've never really had, like, a real long-term relationship on a love level, so I'm just seeing, trying to figure out what do you see going on there?
I see that Yvonne is new here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I see nothing but happiness and good times for you, Yvonne. But
really?
This is not, we generally do not answer personal questions on this particular program. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, well,
but,
thank you.
You know, that would be a private conversation.
Okay.
So we wish you love. And
okay.
There is something that Mother, Father, God say. And that is, if you want to be loved, be loving.
Okay,
if you want to have friends, be a good friend.
Okay.
And everyone's life is evolving and changing. So we all have good times to look forward to.
All right. I've gone ahead and moved on to area code 404, ending in 6114. Come on.
Hi, good evening, everybody. This is Meg Davis. I'm calling from Madison, Georgia. And, Catherine, I have a mountain cabin with your name on it to come to Georgia with your team.
Ooh.
So I am very excited for seeing you come down to the south and filling your wings with people.
Georgia.
So
did you
thrilled.
Say a mountain
yeah.
cabin?
Yes.
Oh, where are you?
I live in Madison, Georgia. But, of course, when the RV hits, I am getting my dream, which is a mountain cabin, the only thing that I've ever dreamed of. And I'm going to have it, and I saw your name on it. I said, Catherine would love this cabin being in her Canada area. And I'm going to entice her to bring her visual centering group to come and spread this love in Georgia. But I have
terrific.
A question for St. Germain, if that's possible.
Well, we have a couple of minutes, so I can have him come back.
Thank you.
Okay, well, and what was your first name there in Madison, please?
Meg.
Meg.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and St. Germain says he's just a breath away, so he's probably already here.
Go ahead, dear.
Yes. Hi, beloved St. Germain. I am excited to be able to share the abundance that's coming my way in the next few days with many people that need it. But I'm also hoping to tickle the interest of some of my beloved family with this information about ascension who don't know anything about it.
Right.
What, given free will and my beloved family's ability to ascend at their own time, of course I want to share this information with them. What advice do you have for people that would love to be able to give all these monies to help people, but also share this information with them in a loving way?
Well, you have the right approach already. You've linked the two yourself. You've seen that this money coming is a part of the ascension. And when you tell your family members, well, you heard this from Father God, and you heard this from Saint Germain, and do you folks know who Saint Germain is? And do you folks know how I came to hear about all these things? Well, here are the new scriptures. Here are, you can even print them out, you know, and hand them around. You can copy things from the website. You can explain to them how you heard about this and how you came into this new wealth. Of course, it's probably going to be best if you don't talk too much about the links between where you heard the information and how much money and so on. Be very diplomatic about that. Don't tell anyone the amounts. Just talk about prosperity. Talk about abundance. Talk about learning about the world and raising your vibration and learning to love in a different way. People can talk about those things. And everyone's interested if there's money involved. So it is a good way in, as you have suspected. You will find a way. You know
okay.
them. You'll find a way.
All right. And that's something we're all going to have to learn. And I'm glad you gave us these guidelines that we can start making plans. And I'm moving on to area code 623, ending in 2250. We're getting a lot of background noise from your line. Would you like to give us your name and your question, please?
Hi, this is Danielle Campbell from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, come on, Danielle.
I have a question about buying the dinar. Can we still buy that online, or is it too late with the revalue happening?
You should be able to get it tonight. I would not wait. Try online and do it quickly.
Okay, that was short and sweet, and that applies to a lot that is still sitting on the fence. Thank you very much. And we're moving on to 949. And by the way, I can help people if they want to buy in small increments. My email is AADEHART. Just send that at AOL.com and let me know, and I'll forward you on to a person that has been so helpful to help a lot of people still get in on this in small increments. So let me know, and I'll connect you. Okay, I'm moving on to, let's see, am I 623 ending in 2250? Your line is open. I've already spoken to you. You've already asked your question. Okay. 949 ending in 5105.
Hi, this is Amora in Costa Mesa, California. My understanding is that we should help as many people as possible with our prosperity funds as soon as possible to help lift our consciousness by our sharing and joy. So my question is it really necessary to set up trusts and LLC and all this asset protection they're talking about? To me, it seems like those are outdated structures for hoarding. Could you clarify, please?
That's a good one.
My dear, you have answered the question in your lovely introduction. You put it so beautifully. Yes, sharing is what's important now, not hoarding. So there may be some people who wish to try to avoid taxes and so on, and who want to set up various ways of giving the money to their families. But ultimately, it's giving the money to your family. You may want, for instance, if there are children involved, you may not want to write a check to your 11-year-old granddaughter for $1 million. That would not be appropriate. So there may be some circumstances where a trust of some kind would be appropriate, but yes, you know it will be relatively a short time for most of you. There may be some who will be in the last of the waves of ascension, so there's still time to see the funds being used by the young ones, perhaps. But you know your family. You know your own habits. And, of course, it's more fun to give it away. You're right, dear.
Thank you. Yes, good advice. I agree. I agree with just the way it was presented as well. Thank you, Saint Germain. And I've opened 954, ending in 1484.
Hi, my name is Darlene from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Darlene.
Hi. I wanted to ask you about the dong. I bought the dong. Is that going to come into play also?
Absolutely.
Oh, at the same time as the dinar?
Yes. You will be happy that you have it. Yes.
Oh, really? Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm glad that question came up. I've been asked that. 970, ending in 3786.
Hi, Saint Germain. I am just so happy to speak with you, and I just feel so much love for you and gratitude. I just wanted to say very quickly that many, many years ago, this is Barbara in Colorado.
Yes.
I always felt guidance, but there was a point in my life many years ago where I was driving up in the mountains to go to a holistic fair, and I asked so deeply, please speak to me. I need more than just sensing you. And I went to this fair, and I was drawn to this woman, and she was channeling you. And you spoke, you started to speak to me, and I felt like I was home. I just felt such a connection with you, and I am so happy to speak to you. And thank you for all that you're doing for us.
I'm happy to speak with you, too.
I'm just so happy. I just felt like I was speaking to my soul family, and you were like my soul brother, I guess, or whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, my question. I was just led last week with very little money to go and invest in dinar. And I invested in dinar that has a time frame. It has a time frame for 15 days, which ends November 1st. And I am just trusting that. I think the ego part of me is saying maybe that won't come then, so maybe you should invest in more. But my soul says, just trust that you were led to what you are to receive. So I just wanted to get some input. Mm-hmm. And also, it's so overwhelming once this revalue happens, where to even begin to know what to do? Will we be guided?
Oh, yes. You know, there are, if you are thinking of more purchases, there are longer-term
Two-minute warning, folks. Two-minute warning.
Yeah. You could purchase the next ones with a 90-day window so that you're not rushed.
Okay.
That's available, too. But I foresee good things coming. I certainly would expect it will happen before November 1st. But, you know, I'm not promising anymore. And so I must wish you all good night and blessings and keep raising your vibrations. And, of course, it helps. The more you raise your vibrations, the sooner it happens. So I leave you with that thought. What can all of you do to create this, to make it happen faster?
Thank you.
And now, dear.
And I think you've helped us raise our vibrations with this wonderful infusion of your own excitement. So thank you, Saint Germain. Catherine, we have 45 seconds left if you're back with us.
I'm back with you. I'm getting ambidextrous here.
Yes.
I can almost talk out of both sides of my mouth.
Oh, dear.
So it's time for us to close. It was an interesting call, another fun time here.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone,
Keep your eye on the goal, and it is going to happen. All right. I'm going to start our music and say good night to everyone. Good night, Anne.
Good night, Catherine. Thank you so much.